song. I love it.
Absolutely.
I gotta get in that recording. I definitely want to get a recording.
Yeah, well, you know you got a jam. Indeed. Welcome to Serene Motivations here on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. I'm your host, Jeanette Young.
And I'm Terrell T. Lewis.
Terrell T. Lewis. We truly, truly appreciate you tuning in with us on this beautiful Wednesday morning that God has indeed blessed us with. How you feeling, Will?
I'm feeling excellent today. You know what I mean? Really excellent.
Absolutely. You know what? Can we have another one of those absolutely absolute days?
I guess we can. I don't see why not.
You know what? I hope, you know, to some people it may sound corny, but when you have an absolutely absolute day, you know, that's a fine day indeed.
As long as it's not absolutely with the, you know, the alcohol type, absolutely, but just the regular absolute.
Okay, you had to go there with it. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't mean to have anything misconstrued, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Okay. We have a pretty cool show lined up for you today. I say cool because anytime the enemy tries to hold you back from where God has designed you to be by using this old corny tactics, you know, to attack us, then we must then counterattack and drive that thing and its corny bag of tricks away.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And how do we do this? You know, how do we do this?
Well, we do it by faith, perseverance, and trusting in the Lord. Trusting in God.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ask for Jesus Christ because God, Jesus said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Absolutely. And how about this? We got a couple other ways to show you how to do this as well. And you will find out after this quick commercial break. We're talking about setbacks today. What are they? And how do we recover from them? Sure. And, you know, I did it absolute again. And we will also reveal a strategy that will put you on the right path to achieving your goals. So grab a pencil and some paper, and we will verse with you in a sec.
Are you looking for a book that will uplift, inspire, and motivate you to pursue your God-given purpose? Do you need to hear testimonies of how others overcame to be triumphant? Are you searching for a guide to spiritual maturity? Or perhaps you'd like that perfect gift for a friend? The Survival Radio Christian Network has just the thing for you. Let Me Testify, Messages of Triumph, Purpose, and Survival is a brand new anthology from the hosts of this great network. Order your copy of Let Me Testify today at www.survivalradiochristiannetwork.com. That's www.survivalradiochristiannetwork.com. Read, receive, and be blessed.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. Ally Thies Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the Truth Ally Thies Leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.alletheesconsultinggroup.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S consultinggroup.com. Or give us a call at 240-245-0503. Or email us at alletheesleader@gmail.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S leader@gmail.com.
Are you looking for a reputable company that offers human resource consulting services, workshops, and speakers for individuals and organizations? Give Miss PDW Enterprises a try. PDW topics cover building your personal brand, job seeker preparation, and business planning workshops. Visit their website at www.misspdwenterprises.com or give them a call at 678-360-4112. Miss PDW Enterprises, LLC, where engagement is key. Be sure to let them know SRN sent you.
Too many times we find ourselves wearing masks to cover our true selves. Girl in the Glass is an empowerment group that supports you in honoring the person you are meant to be. Go to www.girlintheglass.net and learn to trust, receive, and believe in your ability to live in your truth. Visit www.girlintheglass.net today.
Welcome back. You are listening to Serene Motivation here on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. I'm your host, Johnette Young.
And I'm Terrell T. Lewis.
And today, if you're just tuning in, today we're talking about setbacks. What are they and how do you recover from them? And we will also be revealing strategies on how to achieve your goals and and strategies on how to assist you in preparing for your goals. We did this show once before, but we had people who were asking for us to do it again. So here we are, and we are talking about setbacks today. The first question would be, for those of you who don't know, and there are some who may not, what is a setback? Well, Webster's Dictionary's definition of a setback is a reversal in progress, which is definitely true. However, I actually lean towards T.D. Jakes' definition, which is a setback is a setup for a comeback. Eesh! Like, it don't get no better than that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I got to repeat it again. A setback is a setup for a comeback. Mm-hmm. You know, and as I said before, I don't think a definition could possibly get any better than that. And, you know, I must say that it's really not the setback that matters. It's not. The setback doesn't matter at all. What definitely matters is the comeback.
Well, if you think about it, there are reasons when you think about a setback, it could actually be just a process of stagnation for someone to regroup. I would think that it is something that whenever we're progressing in life, that maybe God wants to, cause a pause so that we can think, with patience and endurance to humble ourselves again, and so that he can take out the negative things that may be going on within our process. Because a lot of times when we think that we're progressing in life and we get focused on ourselves and our progress, we tend to lose focus on God, and God has to say, wait, don't forget, who your source of and strength is from. You know, don't think just because I'm blessing you with all these material things that you no longer need me. You know, and a lot of people when they start to progress financially, monetarily, whatever, they tend to think, okay, well, I must be, okay, I don't need anything else. I don't need anything spiritually. I don't need anything physically, whatever. And that's not the case. That's the time when we need God all the more,
Absolutely, because when you start getting big-headed like that, which some, tend to do at times, when they forget that their blessings come from God, they start getting big-headed, and when they think they're progressing, they're actually regressing.
Absolutely.
There are times in life when, you will experience occasional setbacks. No one is exempt, and we all get to have them.
Yeah.
However, instead of, viewing those setbacks as strokes of bad luck, not being able to get anything, right, or even an evil curse, because some people really believe that they're cursed. No, God didn't create anything cursed, view them as blessings in disguise. View these setbacks as divine blessings in disguise, In the process of experiencing a setback, you will have feelings of failure, despair, discouragement. You cannot allow these emotions to guide you. You cannot. They will hinder you. Try to keep, a positive mindset. I understand that this may be difficult to do in the midst of everything seemingly falling apart, but a positive mindset helps you to stay focused and overcome negative thoughts and emotions, therefore keeping you in control. How you feel about that?
That sounds good to me. I mean, I couldn't have expressed that any better. Yeah.
Absolutely. So setbacks should be viewed as improvers of life. You know, we all look at setbacks as, ooh, you know, I had a setback, or, you know, I can't take this, or I can't do this, or it's not meant for me. You know, let them, you know, view them as improvers of life. This is, as Rev was saying before, you know, this is God's way of telling you, no, that's not it. Try a different way, you know, sending you on a journey of new and exciting ways to meet your goals, you know. And I like, me personally, I like finding new and exciting ways to do some things. How about you?
Yeah, a lot of times we're afraid of change. We're afraid of stepping out of the box, so to speak. You know, and God always does things in strange and mysterious ways. So, you know, I think that's a great thing. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. You know, setbacks offer you opportunities to complete your task in a more proficient way, in a more proficient manner. You know, they help you to complete your task and your goals in a way that you weren't doing it in the first place. You know, they force you to step back and evaluate the situation and determine what went wrong. Regroup, then proceed with a fresh new outlook and a new plan of action. So the next time a setback presents itself in your life, know that it is only temporarily, and it is indeed the comeback that counts.
Absolutely. And the Lord will allow you to just take in the whole situation, because once you are in your quote-unquote stagnation period, you know, I've always been told by one of my spiritual mentors that do not mistake your state with your standing. You know, you're gonna always still stand for the Lord. You know, as long as you recognize that all things are of God. You know, as long as you're seeking God. You know, when you're seeking Him, the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, all things are added unto you. So don't worry about not feeling non-progressing. You know, or not progressing. You are still progressing, but you're, you know, it's more so that you're progressing on a spiritual level, because God's going to let you see what really matters. He's going to let you look at the big picture. You're going to be looking at your progress, but you're going to say, okay, I'm on a path, I'm doing my purpose, but all of a sudden now we hit a financial block, or we hit a stumbling block. Maybe there was a death or something in the family. Somebody, whatever it is, you know, it could be something that allows you to pause for a moment, because God is in control of all things. And as these things happen, you're going to recognize the bigger picture, the whole picture, you know, and then God will add to your spirit, add to your purpose, add to your thought process, so that you won't feel like you know, going on is just it's hopeless. No. Anytime you're yielding to God, everything that you do is for your spiritual growth, you know, and above all, because this place that we are in, this planet that we're on, it's temporary for Christians. It's temporary for us, because we have to fulfill our purpose until Jesus comes back for us. And when He does, we're out of here. But God says, occupy till I come. And in this point of occupying, what are we doing? Yes, we're working our jobs. We're paying our taxes. We're rendering unto Caesar, so to speak. We're doing all these things, but we're also giving God the glory and allowing God to move in our lives, to progress in our lives. But here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand this, is that if you're not seeking ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, you know, all things will be added unto you. The thing is, because you're not going to be, you know, forsaking your life to give it to God. If you give it to God, God will be able to allow you to progress, and anything that you're doing will be 10 times, 100 times more gratifying or prosperous than just saying, oh, I want fame, I want glory, I want these things to myself, I want a nice home for my family, and I want this, I want that for me. You know, you're gonna want to say, I want to serve the Lord. You know, I want to let God give me a purpose. You know, and as He's doing this for me and my family, you know, I would have never thought that you know, I'm at where I'm at right now, but as time goes on, you know, God allows me to see things from a different point of view, a different perspective. And I'm seeing as life goes on and the things that I've overcome, the things that I'm dealing with, you know, I find it a lot more easier to deal with because I'm allowing God to guide me. You know, when I acknowledge God in all my ways, He's directing my path. You know, and I think Christians will understand that, and even non-Christians, when you find the Lord, you're going to see that life begins with the fear of the Lord. You know, to honor Him, to yield to Him, to acknowledge Him, to seek Him. You know, and when you start seeking Him, your life begins to progress. You know, in my opinion, there aren't necessarily setbacks in a Christian's life; they're just setups for a comeback.
Thank you very much for that, Rel. I really, really appreciate it. And with that said, we're going to go into a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk about ways to recover from a setback. Verse with you in a sec.
It's not always easy being a dad.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now.
What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's the fairy
princess! It is I!
Groove! Zinkelpan!
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
College is important, but it can also be expensive. College Planning Services is a group of educators, administrators, counselors, and other licensed professionals that work together to provide the necessary services, networks, and information to reach students that are serious about getting a college education. College Planning Services partners with financial institutions, corporate sponsors, and other major players in the global market to strategize in building a pool of information regarding financial aid, scholarships, and funding information to assist students in preparing to access the essential resources to build upon their path to an educational future. Learn more at collegeplanningtoday.com and let us help you start your college career.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online, anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Welcome back. You are listening to Serene Motivations here on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. I'm your host, Janet Young.
And I'm Terrell T. Lewis.
Terrell T. Lewis. For those of you who don't know, I always got to repeat that name. It's just a thing that we got to do. So we've been talking about setbacks. What are they? And how do you recover from them? Before we went to the break, we were basically talking about setbacks are a setup for a comeback. T.D. Jakes said that best, you know, and how to look at setbacks as improvers in life and not something negative and bad, you know, that you're just going to be held back. And, you know, don't look at it that way. Look at it as God's way of showing you new and exciting ways to meet your goals. Well, I got a couple of, you got something over there about, you know, some of the prophets who have experienced some setbacks, and you know they've had some mighty comebacks.
Absolutely. As we have to understand, you know, first off, to those who are tuning in and those who are listening, Christians or whatever, what I'm saying is that, and not just me, but believers ought to know that Moses, Samson, David, Jeremiah, Jonah, Peter, Paul, these were all regular human beings. These were human beings. What made them different was their perseverance and trusting in God, you know, their relationship with God. That's all that mattered. That's what made them do great things, you know, and that's what gave them the recognition that they had because they trusted the Lord. I just want to go off what am I saying. First off, the story of Moses, you know, we're familiar with that. Moses had a setback because of his temper, you know, when he was leading the congregation to the Promised Land. They started murmuring again about water, whatever, and God told Moses to speak to the rock, you know. I believe that was in Numbers 20, verse 7 to 12. He told him to speak to the rock, and Moses, his temper again got him the best of him, and he smote the rock twice, and it brought forth the water. But God said, because you did that, because you did not believe what I told you to do, you didn't do what I told you to do, now this congregation will not go into the Promised Land. And God told him that, and he meant it. But Moses didn't say, okay, well, if they can't go to the Promised Land, then I'm not taking them any further then. No, he continued on in his purpose because he had a purpose that God told him to do, and God told him still he had to reach the Promised Land. Had they gone in, they would have gone in had Moses been completely obedient. See, when God says something to do something, you got to follow protocol because the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, so when he told Moses to speak and Moses smote the rock instead, that forfeited his them entering into the Promised Land. He showed it to Moses, and then Moses died, you know, and Moab, you know. Deuteronomy 34, verse 4, you know. It just shows the conclusion of Moses' life, but then it didn't stop because Joshua took over. You know, like Moses laid hands upon Joshua, and God saw he was a good man, and God moved upon Joshua and spoke through him, you know, and continued on. But, you know, we know the story of Samson. You know, Samson's setback was his hard-headedness, his arrogance, his continuation of just being, you know, he had this strength of God, you know, when God moved his spirit upon him. When God's spirit moved upon him, it wasn't Samson's strength, you know, at all. It was God's spirit that moved upon him that gave him his strength, you know. But he had to follow the rules of a Nazarite because he was a Nazarite. So a Nazarite had to be a man, couldn't have a razor cut his hair, couldn't drink strong drink, lay with whores, eat unclean things. He disobeyed all those rules, you know, yet he still found favor with the Lord because God still had him the purpose to defeat the Philistines because they were ungodly, you know, and they were a people that just was not going to ever recognize God. They didn't trust the Lord. They didn't want to know the Lord, God. And so when he moved upon Samson, one man, to kill a thousand Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey, you know, that was awesome, you know. But Samson, and many times, you know, being that he was very arrogant, he played games. He had riddles, you know. He said, hey, if you guess this riddle, then, you know, I'll let you guys do whatever, you know. But he said, you know, out of the eater, get something to eat. Out of the strong, get something sweet. You know, he was telling riddles and playing games and you know, just having fun with his strength, you know, with his favor that God had upon him. But it got to the point where, you know, his setback was ultimately Delilah. You know, he allowed that harlot to get up in his ear, and finally, she persuaded him, and, you know, and he was all messed up over her, and he finally just gave into his final conviction about his hair, you know, being cut, you know. And when he lost his strength and they gouged his eyes out and they mocked him and they made him a slave and everything like that, you know, him being one of the judges, God's judges, he repented. So the setback was, yeah, he was mocked, his eyes were gouged out, but he repented to God and asked him to avenge him for his eyesight. And when he pushed those pillars down, he fulfilled his purpose before he passed. But it was like, you know, he had to, you know, find himself humbled again, you know, and he found himself being mocked, being ridiculed, being enslaved, you know, being used as put him in torment, you know, and that may be a setback to many of us too, because we tend to have senses of arrogance, senses of pride, or, you know, feeling that we're all that whenever we get certain levels with God, you know. But God may say, you know what, you're getting too high, you're getting too, you know, too prideful. And what comes before the fall? Pride. So when Samson was abased, you know, he knew who to turn to. He turned to God. And when he turned to God, his strength returned, but before he died, he fulfilled his purpose, you know. And so I just want to say that when we look upon that message, know that Samson was a man, but when God's spirit moved upon him, he became an extraordinary man, you know. But he still had the human qualities of being arrogant and prideful, and as some of us do still, you know, when we get certain levels with God, you know, maybe as preachers may do, or you know, I'm not trying to put preachers on a blast or anything like that, but I'm just saying that when we get certain levels with anything that we do, you know, whether we're achieving our goals or doing things that we feel that are great in life, you know, we tend to get arrogant and prideful, you know. But what if we were like the fastest runner and also we broke our ankle and we can't run no more? What if we were the best football player and all of a sudden we got hit so hard that we got paralyzed, you know, and everything that we were so happy about or so prideful about was taken away just in an instant, you know? It could happen. But what can never be taken away is your spirit, the Holy Spirit that God gives to all men freely, you know. And when you have that, even if you are abased in a certain way, know that God is your helper, your keeper, your love, your life, your ruach, you know. And he will exalt you once you're abased again. But you got to remember to go back to him. You know, this is whenever you have a setback that you are going to be ready for a comeback.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that. Definitely awesome, because we get caught up here in the world at times. And, you know, when we're doing good, you know, we're doing good. We're up, you know. But when it comes down, you know, we experience a setback, you know. It's like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? You know, one of the main things to do and to continuously do every day, all through the day, is, of course, prayer. We must stay in prayer. We must stay in the Word, you know, because when we know that Word, we got that Word, we got it hidden in our hearts, you know, we know how to do battle. We know how to swing our sword now. You know, so when these setbacks, they do, you know, setbacks or improvers in life, you know, when they come, we know exactly what to do, you know. It still takes the instruction of man, you know what I mean? But we need that divine instruction of God, you know, to help us along our way, you know. And when we have that, our way of thinking changes. And this is the best way to recover from comebacks. And this is the way that we think. Our positive thinking, you know. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about the top 5 benefits of positive thinking that will assist us in recovering from comebacks and keep us on top, you know, keep us on top. It's how long we can stay up there. So we will verse with you in a sec. Grab a pen and paper and stay tuned.
Come on, it's a new generation of the gospel nation. Look, Ray, Kiki, and you know him, Ice
Nuts. If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it. Some say I'm bugging out. You changed my whole world, you did it right in front of my eyes. Got me in a daze and I don't understand your ways at times.
you ain't gotta get your weight up. Running from your past, so tell your future to wait up. I used to want a ball and with pretty ladies I lay up. Shooting for the stars, but I was missing my layup. My partners tell me stay up, but all I do is stay up. Late at night I'm up thinking how I can get my pay up. And when it came to God, I thought I had to work my way up. Learned about his grace and now I can never repay him. Rescue me from darkness, took me from a heartless, lawless. Boy, you just don't know how good my God is. I met the Lord and then he hit me to some life gang. To stimulate and activate me to the right thing.
But I'm so grateful for the results. You know, it makes me clap.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to Serene Motivations here on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. I'm your host, Johnette Young.
And I'm Terrell T. Lewis.
Terrell T. Lewis. And we were just listening to Isaac Carey featuring Kirk Franklin and Nika Brown off the Reset album. So for those of you who are listening in, if you would like to speak with the host, and you have a comment or a question, please feel free to call in at 347-237-4648. That number is 347-237-4648, and press the number 1. Okay, before we went to break, we were talking about setbacks. You know, for those of you who are just tuning in, we are to the point now where we are speaking about how to recover from a setback. How do we recover from a setback? I think it's, of course, a mental state. It's a divine spiritual state, you know. So how do we do this? We do this by positive thinking. We must stay in the Word, you know. So positive thinking is one of the key elements of self-development. In order for you to properly improve your circumstances and pursue your dreams, you must first practice positive thinking. What do you think about that, Real?
I absolutely agree. Whenever you start with being optimistic, as the psalmist say, be optimistic, you begin to start changing your thoughts there. And on an actual level, you know, that can begin to start something, a chain reaction or domino effect in thinking positive and doing positive things, you know.
Absolutely, and that enables us to rise above, negative situations with a positive attitude, you know.
Absolutely,
and in practicing this skill, because it is a skill, doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice. It takes conditioning, you know. In doing this, you have the resourcefulness to remain positive in times of crisis. Mm-hmm. You know, you see things the way they, you know, you see things the way they are, you know, yet, and you're in a realm that is productive and instrumental to your self-improvement. You know, anytime, you know, something happens and you can look at it, yet you can see beyond it, that's positive thinking. You know, you see that positivity that's going on, you know, that's taking place, you know. So that's always a good thing. You know, positive thinking, you know, has endless benefits. You know, practicing it on a daily basis not only improves your self-development skills, but it also allows a great space within you to feel gratitude and respect for who you are, where you are in life, as opposed to where you could be, you know, Now, we have 5 powerful benefits of positive thinking to share with you today, you know. And so if you don't have a pen and paper, grab one, because you're definitely going to want to take these down and practice them, you know. And the first is, you know, the first benefit is it helps you to focus. Positive thinking helps you to stay focused on the here and now with the ability to overcome negative thoughts and emotions. It allows you to focus on the solution rather than focusing on the problem itself. How about that?
That sounds really good. I'm taking those myself.
Because when you sit there and you focus on the problem, there's no room for a solution to take place. I mean, it's just not. It don't work like that, you know. And when you focus on the problem, your mind is just creating more problems. It creates negative thoughts. The more negative thoughts you have, the more negative thoughts that are being created. You know, you have nothing positive to counteract that when you stay thinking and focus on the problem rather than the solution. So it helps you to stay focused. It keeps you in control. That is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Positive thinking helps you to keep, you know, it helps to keep you out of disempowering states, you know, where you feel helpless and hopeless. You know, it helps prevent you from making destructive decisions that you will later regret. And, you know, I think we've all experienced that. We done did some stuff. You know, we lost control, let our emotions get the best of us, the negative thoughts, you know, started creeping in, you know, and we just went and did some stuff, and later, you know, we're sitting there looking stupid. I just got to put it out there like that, you know, because we done just did something that we cannot take back. Once it's out there, it's out there, you know, it's out there. So positive thinking keeps you in control. You know, like I said, it helps prevent you from making destructive decisions that you will later regret. When you respond to an undesirable situation with a positive mindset, know and understand you are not only in control, but you are also helping. You're helping to bring about favorable outcomes. Boom. I like that. Perception. Eesh, it's a good one, perception. You know, I love this so much. When I was sitting down, you know, and I was, putting this together, my perception, period, had to be on point, you know, of, you know, the situation of, you know, what I was writing about, you know, the positive thinking. So practicing positive thinking expands your perception. It allows you to view life in ways that others don't. This is because your mind is operating and focused in a positive state. As I said, the more you do this, the more you condition yourself to do this, and it becomes a healthy habit. You actually are forming healthy habits by thinking positive. You know, when you encounter a negative situation with a positive mindset, it allows you to see the positive side of that negative situation. And, yes, there are positive sides. You know, you hear somebody say, oh, you know, they can't, nothing good can come out of this, you know, or a negative is a negative. You know, ain't nothing good in that. Well, you can see the negative side of a situation, you know, with your perception of thinking positive. However, if you encounter an undesirable situation with a negative mindset, as I just said, excuse me, all you will see is negativity and miss anything good that could have come from it. Even if that good thing was blowing whistles, twirling lights, flipping, doing whatever, you know, a negative mind just would not see it, you know. So thinking positive allows you to see the brighter side of life. And definitely, of course, there is always a brighter side of life. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I want to say that I was thinking about some people who may live in a negative environment. Sometimes you have to remove yourself, either on a literal term or a mental term, out of that negative situation to get to a positive environment. If you find yourself happen to leave a certain town or a certain neighborhood for a moment, if you can, just find yourself isolated somewhere that's calm or serene somewhere, you know, or even, I would say on a mental level, put like, you know, if you're feeling like a negative way or whatever, maybe you could put some positive sounds into your thoughts. I know a friend of mine, she has a CD that makes the sounds of crashing ocean waves, you know, the crashing sounds from ocean waves, and it puts our mind in a serene state, a very calming and relaxing state, you know, for those who are just like, you know, filled with anxiety or filled with a bunch of rushing thoughts or whatever, you know, take your mind, ease it down, put on some soft music or something, you know, that's a way of getting yourself to let your mind not have so much tension in it, not have so many negative thoughts bombarding you with it, and then maybe you can begin to think on positive things. You know, my thing is always to meditate on the Lord. You know, I love to meditate on the Lord because it takes your mind beyond just optimism. It takes your mind to what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Whatsoever things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report. if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, what about that? What's the maximizing that of positivity, you know?
Absolutely. I love that you said that. You know, takes us back to that divine, you know what I mean? That divine way. You know what? Being that Rail said that, you know, we're going to take a quick intermission, and as I said, it's going to be quick. We're going to take a quick intermission, intermission. And when we come back, we will finish up with top five benefits of positive thinking. So hang in there, listen to this, because it's definitely awesome, and I will verse with you in a sec. You are listening to Serene Motivations here on the Survivor Radio Christian Network.
See, I didn't need a computer program to excel. My power was on point when it came to the word. It gave me access to change my whole outlook. When the sky shook, Judas' life was already took. Soul betrayed the Holy Father. Why bother when his life was a sacrifice? Nothing like a martyr, so respect him. He's your father. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, that's when the plan began. Through Noah's son Shem, God reached out a limb. Even with the covenant of Abraham, you could see the lamb. See, even Daniel predicted, Zechariah predicted, 1 John 29, you see Christ in the picture, redemption through him. No sins are remembered, so embrace them and chase them and fight the good fight. Because John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the light, so live right.
Yes, yes, yes. That was Nehemiah's freestyle. You know, he does such an awesome job. That message was tight, y'all. I know it was.
That was very tight, man. He's actually allowing the Lord to speak through his lips, you know.
Indeed, indeed. So welcome back. You are listening to Serene Motivations on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. I'm your host, Jeanette Young.
And I'm Terrell T. Lewis.
Terrell T. Lewis. We're having an awesome time this morning talking about setbacks, how to recover from them, you know, positive mindsets in the whole nine. So for you, for those of you who are just tuning in right before that quick intermission. I keep wanting to say intervention. Before
just say
that,
break, honey. Just say break.
We were number one of the top five benefits of positive thinking was it helps you to focus. Number two, it keeps you in control. Number three is perception, you know, and we're going to number four. For those of you who missed it, we will be posting an instant replay right here after the show so you can catch anything that you missed. For those of you who have a comment, question, or anything for the host, you can call in at 347-237-4648 and press the number 1.
That's 347-237-4648.
Absolutely. So number 4, better health. Positive thinking can greatly increase your ability to cope with stress. As well as your overall well-being. Now, you know, that's a bad one, you know, and it's helping you to cope with stress because that is, that stress is a hot topic and it's something that we all deal with, you know, in our day-to-day lives. However, we got to learn how to manage that better, and you can definitely do it by positive thinking. You know, when you think positive, you think smarter.
Absolutely.
You know, positive thinking people usually avoid making destructive decisions that lead to unhealthy and risky behaviors.
True.
You know, now that's something.
Yeah.
That's definitely something, you know, that we need to think about when, you know, we are in the process of, you know, a setback, you know. It builds resilience. Number 5, it builds resilience.
Resilience.
When you experience hardships and adversity in your life, getting back on track can sometimes be extremely difficult. And you know that. We all know that. Mm-hmm. You know, when we take a blow, we're like, wow, how do we recover from that? That's that setback, a.k.a. improve of a life. You know, again, that's God's way of saying, you know what, not that way. Try it this way.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So positive thinking can be hard to do, as I said, in times of high stress, but it is a powerful tool that can help you to bounce back if you practice it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just do it here and there. You got to do this all the time. You know, consistency wins every time. And that's when, again, forming new habits, healthy habits. You know, after a while, you are, you know, you're better able to keep things in proper perspective. You know, keep everything in proper perspective.
Well, that's my song. You guys got to hear it. It's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Awesome. Absolutely. So, you know, you view yourself and your situation in a positive light and take decisive actions toward overcoming your problem. Again, practicing on the solutions. is the way that we do that, not focusing on the problems, you know. Through positive thinking, you can gain confidence. You know, sometimes when you're taking a blow, you know, it's just like, wow, it's a blow to your confidence, you know. You know, so through positive thinking, you can gain confidence and knowing that you can definitely handle any obstacle that you may be faced with. You're powerful enough for that. You know, you're strong enough for that. The strength is there for you to do that because you were designed that way. God indeed designed you that way. You know, it allows you to live unlimited, creating the life that you've always dreamed of and experience joy, peace, prosperity. Is Wednesday. You know, I'll be getting that stuff mixed up. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, I'll repeat that. You know what I mean? And create, you know, it, you know, this allows you to live life unlimited, creating the life that you've always dreamed of and experience joy, peace, and prosperity in the process. You know, I think one of the most important words that I said, you know, of those words were process. You know what I mean? Because all of this is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a conditioning. We have to be consistent in doing this and trust the process.
Absolutely. And as my wife has spoken on that, so that we can understand from that point of view, I want to go into the Bible and give it to the Lord of the glory of what he did through natural people and their thinking. We have, of course, Paul. You know, he dealt with isolation, imprisonment. Those were many setbacks. But what did he do? He kept his faith. You know, while he was in jail, he was writing letters to churches and whatnot, keeping his faith. You know, when he got beat, he still kept the faith. And he praised the Lord for it because he knew that what his purpose was. And he came up, the revelation that God gave him was to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You know, so when he passed on, he knew where he was going anyway. You know, so he just said, you know, this time, this little bit of time that we have to live on earth, it cannot measure up to what we have in glory with God, you know. Not to say that we're going to just live our lives, keep our head in the clouds. You know, no. We got to, you know, God's going to keep us focused on what we are now, because he said to some people, if you can't understand earthly things, how can I give you heavenly things to understand, you know? Mm-hmm. Elijah was a key prophet of God. I mean, he proved himself on Mount Carmel with those false prophets, you know. And his setback was Jezebel. I mean, when she got word that he had proved God on Mount Carmel, she was going to kill him, you know. And he got scared and ran off, you know. But you know, he again, God sent him, you know, an angel to encourage him, and he got back up and he went on to fulfill his purpose, you know. Peter, we know he denied Jesus three times, our Lord and Savior. He denied him three times. He said, "No, I don't know that man. I don't know him. What do we hear? He lied three times before the cock crew. You know what I mean? And when he did so, you know, he fell hard, repenting with tears, because he knew that Jesus had prophesied that he was going to do that. You know, and but Peter stood up in the congregation. You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 14, after on Pentecost. You know, when those people started mocking them and saying these people were full of new wine, he said, "No." These men are not full of new wine. And he began to speak about what they're doing and prophesied about the past prophets and what they've said, and he gave God the glory, and he moved on with his discipleship and his purpose. But it was his returning to God. And it's, you know, again, you know, we have people like Jeremiah. His setback was being thrown into a prison, but there was a man who spoke of him, and God raised him up. There were false prophets prophesying, but Jeremiah stuck with the Lord's words. And Jeremiah spoke whatever God told Jeremiah to speak, he spoke it, you know. And those false prophets, and they were destroyed because they spoke false things. But Jeremiah, again, trusted in the Lord, you know. David, we know what happened with him with Bathsheba, you know. You know, in chapter 11, you know, of 2 Samuel, you know, he lay with Bathsheba, and to hide his sin, he had Bathsheba's husband Uriah killed in a battle. You know, and the Lord was not pleased with that. You know, and he sent his prophet Nathan to tell him that the sword's never going to leave his house. Mm-hmm. You know, And David was saddened. You know, he knew that his son that he had out of wedlock or that adulterous relationship, his son had to die. You know, but then he had another son, but Bathsheba called Solomon. You know, and they moved on. Solomon was a wise king, but he did a lot of things out you know, according to you know, that wasn't glorifying God. You know, because he was dealing with strange gods, dealing with all them strange women. You know, but there was setbacks had to be done so that they can go forward. You know, I tend to think about my own life and my own setbacks, and I look and say to myself, you know, I've been hospitalized. I know I've told my testimony before, but I've been hospitalized. I was struck with manic depressive bipolar disorder. That's what was diagnosed to me. You know. But and I was on 900 milligrams of Seroquel. I was on all kind of medications before. You know, now I'm only at 100 milligrams of Seroquel, and I'm almost about to be off of it completely. But what it is that I've been trusting in the Lord all these years, and it didn't happen overnight. No, in the span of I was 21, I was dealing with from 21 to the present day with mental issues. But God moved upon me and continues to as I continue in His Word and faith and trust. And He's allowing me to do greater things, you know, according to His will and His good pleasure, you know. And as Jesus said, not mine, but thine be done, you know. And since Jesus is in my life and in my spirit, you know, and inside of me, I'm going to continue to walk and do and trust in the Lord. You know, talk about positive thinking. You know, the Bible keeps my thoughts and keeps my mind so long as I stay in it, you know, in my word. On positive thinking. My wife has said many things. You know, we've said many things. We're talking about things on a natural level and on a spiritual level. You know, keep the faith. My dad said this before he passed away, and he always said this at the end of his days. He always told us to keep the faith. And I pray that everybody out there that is listening, you know, that you guys keep the faith.
Absolutely. Keep the faith, you know, because the faith is what will indeed carry you through. The hour goes by so fast when you're having fun and when you got so much great information when you're talking about God, doesn't it? Absolutely. So one other thing we're going to touch on really quickly before we close out is pact. You know, we're going to make a pact today. So are you familiar with what a pact is? You familiar with what it is?
Somewhat.
All right, well, I'm going to share with you what it's about. A pact is a formal agreement between two individuals, groups, or even countries. In this case today, the pact will be made between you and your inner self. You know, we're just going to share this really quick. It's P. P is for prepare. You know, formulate a step-by-step plan of your goals and the proper steps that you need to take to achieve them. The A is for action. Take bold and massive action in executing your plan. C is consistency. Be consistent. You must be consistent in following through with the plans that you have prepared. T is trust. I said that earlier. Trust the process. Trust the process. I'll say it one more time. Please, trust the process. Trust that in following the first three steps, proper preparation, taking action, and being consistent, that you will prevail. However, no one understands that change, again, does not happen overnight, and change is not easy, and it doesn't always feel good. But the end result will indeed be all good. We are going to close out with a quick prayer. And, you know, then we're going to close out for the evening.
All right, I'm going to say this.
For the morning.
Yeah. Well, you know, at its evening. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly thank you, Lord, for this moment of prayer and just to connect with you as always, Lord. We thank you for this show. And we want to thank all the listeners for tuning in so they can hear and glorify you, Lord. We want to continue to let our light shine before man. So all of us, all Christians, let our light shine before man, then they glorify you in heaven. We also want to give our honor and glory to your word, your message, and we want to pray for all those people who are feeling that they're in a setback to know that when they come to you, it's just a setup for a comeback. Lord, we want to make sure that people out there who are lost, who are hurt, who are just dealing with a lot of issues, anxiety, fear, isolation, frustration, and they feel that they're just nowhere, that they should just go wherever they are or at that very moment just to put their head down and pray to you and just find themselves seeking you out. And so that whenever they seek you and you return to them, you know, a hundredfold, you know, of whatever they've lost in their life, they can live a progressive and spiritual life. from this day forward, so long as they seek you out daily, and to know that each and every day that the more they seek you, the greater their life becomes. Lord, I want to thank you for all things that you've done into my life and in my life, my family's life, and we give you all the praise and all the glory forever in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. Touch my soul. You know what? It was fun being here with you today, having you here with us. We truly enjoyed you. We truly did. And we thank you greatly for tuning in each and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. This show is coming to a close, but the shows must go on. So catch the conversation with Clark and Michelle this evening at 7 p.m. and catch Can We Praise Him at 8:30 p.m. with Trinissa Pitt on the Survivor Radio Christian Network. Have a great one.
See you.